think we had a pretty good day. I'm taking questions.
What do you think of the pick?
I'm happy about it. We think it's a really good value to get a big man that late in the first round that we feel like can come in and help us. Where he's going to play, I don't know. But I know this, you can never have too many big men, and the more run blockers, the more pass blockers we have, the better off we do.
Can he play left tackle?
No. He plays left tackle. It's cool. We think he has the versatility, the athletic ability to play a number of spots. We'll see how it works out. Last year with Brian, you guys asked me all the same questions. You never know how it's going to work out, but he's a good football player.
Ted, were you surprised at the number of quality players that were there at the end of the round?
No, we thought it was, from a number standpoint, we thought it was a pretty deep draft in terms of fair quality. You know, it's almost where you look at it like, you know, in some drafts, you know, it's kind of a 1 through 20 draft, and we felt like this one, you know, there were some premier players at the very start, but we felt like from probably 10 through maybe 45 or so, there was a lot of good players.
Was he someone who you potentially were thinking about going up to get?
No, we were pretty comfortable. Like I said, we thought there were going to be players there at 32 that we'd be very interested in, and we were pretty comfortable sitting and watching just because felt like the board was deep enough early on to do that.
Is Bowers okay for you guys medically? Were you surprised he was there, and would he have?
Well, he's a good football player. I don't talk about other players, certainly those that are that we didn't pick, but he's a good player. It's a little surprising he's still up there.
Did you get any trade offers that you entertained?
I don't know. We talked to some people early on, but most of these talks were sort of fishing just to see and just to make sure, because sometimes you get to a place and you think, boy, I'd like to go up or go back. So we had some conversations, but it wasn't a whole lot.
How big a deal is it the intangibles to you with the 3.5, 3-point average and all that?
Well, that's good. It's not mandatory, but it's certainly a plus. I think you could probably ask James Campen this, but our offensive linemen, as a rule, are pretty smart guys. And he is a very bright guy, very articulate. I think you guys will like him.
What stood out on the film study of this guy's strengths as a player?
He plays with good balance, good base. He's hardly ever off his feet. He has the ability to run block, and he's also a very good pass setter. We think he has a chance to be a complete player. And he's played against good competition for 3 or 4 years.
So a little over a year ago, you had two aging tackles. Now you've drafted a couple young guys. How do you feel about that in the future?
Well, I feel okay. Reasonably, you know, you're never completely comfortable at any spot just because injuries can happen and things like that. But This was just an example. Historically speaking, and Ron and I used to talk about this all the time, as you go through a lot of drafts, you know, there's different years, there's a different kind of player, but, you know, if you can get quality big men, I think you always, you know, kind of lean that way, especially if you're picking late in the first round.
Kevin, a lot of people talking about you maybe trading up. What about trading back? Did you get any calls to move back and not make a pick in the first round?
A few early on, and we said, well, give us a call back later on. And then once it got to be our pick, we were pretty ready to go. We felt very comfortable with Derek.
Right. Did you see, when you look at the position of running back, generally speaking, obviously there are a lot of people talking about Ingram. Do you see that as a position at this point where you can get guys that can be very good players, but you don't have to draft them high? I mean, the two guys that you've got right now, one's an undrafted guy and one's a sixth round.
I don't know if that's any more than any other position. You find guys, it's, you know, Sam Shields last year was a free agent. I don't know that you could say that about that position. There are, you know, a lot of different types of running backs that come out of college. A lot of guys run from the spread offense, and it's hard to see a real thing that they're going to be doing in the pros in terms of trying to project. And other players are different. They play in a regular offense. But running backs usually can come in and play right away. If they can play, they can play right away. That's always been a good thing.
Are you laser focused on what you're doing that you don't pay much attention to this process of what the three other teams in your division are doing, or did you kind of catch what they did and what did you think?
Well, I know the Bears picked Karimi. Good pick. Good player.
Vikings
took the quarterback, yeah. And Detroit took the defensive lineman. Yeah, I was aware of all that. I wish they hadn't taken all those guys.
The selection of the quarterbacks, which was a little surprising to some people, pushed these big guys down to you. Do you think that was a determining factor?
It could have been. I mean, obviously, I think this is probably certainly the last two or three years, there haven't been that kind of numbers at the quarterback position. But we knew going in that there was a lot of interest in quarterbacks this year. And there's some good ones to be had and still some pretty good ones.
Do you feel like 28, New England, that was going to be sort of a spot where someone might jump up? Have you gotten indications that they were trying to
Well, if you watch New England, and they're pretty good at this, they seem to always have two first rounds and two second round picks. And lo and behold, they traded back to get another first round next year. So it's sort of a continuing thing. It's like a wheel going round and round. But they like going back and getting future picks. And I think that's where New Orleans took Ingram, I think.
And moved him. Last question, yeah. When you have a quarterback as good as the one you have, just how important is it to cultivate two tackles that can keep him upright and protected?
Well, you like to keep him safe.